Move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. One item on the discussion calendar, and that is brought by Commissioner Karasha. So I'll just turn it over to you.
Pat and I were talking about this, I believe it was last Thursday, could have been Friday actually, because I think I mentioned it was nice to be able to actually track you down. So, but this goes back to the TCJA, and moving this forward so we can get the impact to start showing up on utility and gas bills. So, Pat, can you refresh my memory a little bit? We had already issued a notice of opportunity for hearing on this. So now is it the question of whether or not we want to have another work session on it, or if we just want to move ahead with the order?
I think you might be talking about the MDU case down in the scheduling versus the NSP, Tax Reform Act.
Oh, that's right.
You might be thinking of the other one.
Yep, I haven't flip-flopped.
So I think you wanted to discuss the NSP cases with the commissioners and the tax reform effects for NSP gas and NSP electric and the... And if I remember our conversation, you had heard that Minnesota had issued refunds or some kind of a decision on the Tax Reform Act on the NSP. I don't remember if it was gas or electric or both, but and you had also some media contact about the status of the cases in North Dakota. And you wanted to visit with commissioners about that?
Yeah, I want to keep pushing this forward because Minnesota has, and not that we have to compare to Minnesota or any other state, I don't know what they have on their slate overall. I know we're incredibly busy with siting cases, rate cases, et cetera. So, where are we at in terms of the overall analysis, Pat?
Well, advocacy staff has, been assigned on these cases, and they are working with NSP to come to a resolution of the tax, of the impacts of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
And then one of our options, correct, is pushing NSP to get something in by such and such a date. We can pick a date so they move faster.
Well, I've also been visiting with advocacy staff a bit, and they are very close to completing a settlement agreement on the NSP gas case. Probably, my impression is that might be filed early next week.
Okay.
And on the NSP electric side, they are working on a resolution of that case. They have, I think, my impression is that they have a bunch of major issues that they appear like that they might be coming to resolution on, and that they're actually going to, the next step is to draft a settlement agreement that would resolve the case and file it. Uncertain, really, as to how soon they might have a settlement filed, but it could be fairly soon.
Well, if I could weigh in.
Fairly soon on the electric, but longer on the gas, correct?
No, gas would be early next week. Okay. That's what they're indicating. Electric could be a little bit longer.
Okay. Yeah. I guess what struck me on it was, okay, so in another state they've already, because hasn't, have we gotten, would you say that we've gotten the same information in the same timely fashion or a timely fashion in comparison? Or is it just hard to say?
No, I'm not sure what information advocacy staff has received on these cases. Naturally, we haven't received much in terms of formal filings in these cases because they're working on it. And initially, we received just kind of general comments on what NSP was thinking in terms of the impacts of the TCJA.
I really appreciate you putting this up for discussion because during the course of the summer here, I've thought about it a few times, but not at a point where it was the right time to bring it for discussion. You think about it, and the moment goes by, and you're just not really sure where it's at. And there's been so much progress made with some of the other utilities, and I remember the discussion from last spring that, you know, in some of those other instances, there were rate cases, so it could be processed there. But with NSP, there wasn't necessarily a rate case, and so it was a little bit left hanging and, you know, waiting for some type of a resolution. But I've wondered whether the company's dragging their feet or why. It does seem like this has drug on a long time, and I guess I didn't sense last spring that I had a real inclination to set a specific date that they needed to have something done by June 30th or August 15th or any specific date like that. But I really didn't think it was going to drag into the fall either. And so, you know, if on the gas side, if there's something likely to come up soon, I guess at this point sounds reasonable to me. On the electric side, I don't know what soon is, but I guess I'm certainly thinking here that we should be talking days or a small amount of weeks as opposed to months, because if it's the latter, then I think we need to either initiate an action or set some kind of a deadline, because I don't want our consumers to feel like the company can just drag it on. And I'm not saying maybe our staff's been too busy, and you know, I don't know how it's gone on quite a while, but we do need to bring it to some kind of a conclusion, I think. Yeah. So I appreciate you putting it on for discussion.
Well, our conversation last week, and I had them flip-flopped at first, but now I've got it squared around. But no, it's centered around, you know, if it's on our end, what do we need to do to help advance this and get these checked off and taken care of? If it's on their end, I'm willing to get aggressive and just telling the company. But again, you know, I want to jump ahead and automatically point the finger at them because I don't know with certainty. But in the end, just to get it resolved, to get these done for the benefit of ratepayers.
You know, one thing that might, in retrospect, we didn't provide a lot of guidance in terms of the process because this was something that none of us really had gone through. So I appreciate staff just trying to figure out the best way forward and move through these things. Also considering that we had, you know, two big rate cases at the same time. And so I think it's understandable that not all of them are done, but also I think it's good to get it wrapped up here this fall as soon as we can. One thought, and maybe you're well on the road to figuring this out separately, but if it's the burden seems to be really heavy on advocacy staff to work this out, an alternative and again, maybe it's too late, but if it offers any relief for you guys, maybe an alternative would be for the company to file, and you guys kind of like Ray case would be, they file, then you guys look at it and comment, and then we have a hearing, and we go through it that way versus having you guys have to work through every single issue and settle it in a way that you think we might appreciate. So I just throw that out there. If it's helpful, I would certainly be open to that, and that maybe we could get some deadlines for the company to do that type of filing in short order. But again, maybe you're well down the path and close to finishing.
I think, if I may, Commissioners, just to speak to the expectations, in the filing with regards to the tax reform, we actually did set a deadline where we would have everything finished up with or have request a hearing to be set. We did have the two rate cases finish up, and we knew that we wouldn't probably be digging too far into it until after those were, well, the hearings were at least finished up and a lot of those issues were resolved. The date in our filing, we did state that we probably expected a September 30th, I believe, date. If that sounds right, Victor. And I think procedurally, if that is the date that the commissioners were agreeable to, I believe we're moving in accordance with that date, and I think we are on pace with that. And to the extent that ultimately there could be no resolution between advocacy staff and the company, if we knew that would be the case, we would already request a hearing probably at this point, and at any point that we know that we would do that, and that's the how we would request to proceed then, Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Yeah, that's certainly more appealing for obvious reasons. If we push toward a hearing instead, then we have to issue a notice, and we have that time, not to mention getting the notice published, and we would be very lucky to, it would take longer to wrap up versus having a settlement in hand by end of September that we can review and hopefully act on in a positive way.
So you're saying you like the current approach, or you want to push for a hearing?
I like the current approach. If and that was one of the, yeah, I guess that's what I was hoping to hear. That because when you look at it, it's hard to believe. What do we have? 5 weeks, 5.5 weeks, and we're at the end of September. Mm-hmm. So enjoy the weather while you can. Yeah, and I realize I don't know the dynamics behind the scenes in terms of, I know your plates are full. So, but if the company were dragging, I will point this out, if the company were dragging its feet and you just weren't getting the information that you needed, then take a more aggressive approach in terms of going after the information we need. But it sounds like we're headed in the right direction. We're not too far out from having something in hand in the whole scheme of things, correct?
Commissioner, I believe that's correct. And I also want to clarify that we did say we intended to have something filed by September 30th, but it's actually advocacy staff's intent to have to enable the commission to make some sort of decision by September 30th. So that would probably require filing well before that date, so you could schedule a meeting and take action or choose to set for a hearing at that point.
Okay. Both of them.
Okay, good.
So I didn't remember the September 30th thing from last spring. I thought we left it more open-ended than that. So I will point out there's a meeting September 26th.
Noted.
Okay, so, but they are going to be handled separately, correct? I think I'd understood, Pat, and I guess I should be addressing Pat. I'd understood you to say that the gas side is probably closer to a potential plan of action than the electric side, so when one is done, it'll be taken out of the oven and released, correct? And then the other one, when its time comes?
Yes. Okay. I guess one of the questions I have if a settlement is filed, for example, in the gas side with the Tax Reform Act, the I'm thinking that we did a notice of opportunity early on in the case, and I'm wondering. We have Alana and I have to visit about that, but do we? One of the questions is, do we need to do another notice?
If there was
some kind of a settlement for the gas, NSP gas.
Right.
We'll talk about that, though, and figure that out. But as soon as something comes in, we will take some action.
Okay, very well. Anything else on that?
No, I think we've covered any of the potential roadblocks. Anything else we would want to look at doing differently? I think we've got everything we need to get this wrapped up.
Okay, we will move to scheduling then. Well, just a minute. We'll move to scheduling then. And there's one item on the agenda I want to point out just as a reminder, since it wasn't in the motion, but it was in the paperwork. The Highland Gas Plant, or the Roosevelt Gas Plant from Highland Company, in our previous agenda items, that one is scheduled for September 27th, so pointing that out. And so then we have a work session for MDU's TCGA effects. This would be the MDU electric side.
Well, and Pat, are you with us here? I think this was to find out whether or not anyone wanted a work session.
Or was there is a settlement that
right
that has been filed.
Schedule one, and we can cancel it if need be.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to go through all of it, but
yeah, I thought, well, we've got the information, but if we want to go through it,
right,
a work session, so let's get that scheduled.
Is the Grasslands tour, is that mostly next Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Right?
Well, I'm just planning on Tuesday.
That's what I'm planning.
But it's Wednesday morning, too.
Oh, yeah, discussion.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there something to sign up for on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a registration.
I believe. Okay. I haven't gotten anything more, like where we go or any of that. Do you guys have that? So we should get this on the calendar, too, then. Do you have it already? So we got to get Daryl the details. And once he gets the details, then I'll have them too. So, one of you that have been in more
solid communication. I'll take care of that with Daryl.
Okay.
The first day is the tour on
Tuesday,
and then that goes into the evening, and then there's, as I recall, it's just a discussion, and I don't remember where, if it's at one of the hotels.
Yeah, it is, I think.
And I intend to be there for at least some of that. If others are going, then we need to schedule or notice both days.
I think you should notice both days.
We'll notice the whole thing.
So, since how we have the all-staff meeting that afternoon, I don't think we should probably put anything more on Wednesday.
No, we'll have.
So, the 30th, is that a possibility for a work session? I'm tied up at 10 to 11.
Could we do it before that?
Sure.
8:30?
Works for me.
I could on the 30th?
8:30 on the 30th. Okay.
August 30th at 8:30.
Okay. And I think I heard that someone had some other scheduling things to add.
We need to do another
sneak attack on us.
Let's do another budget/personnel meeting after the 30th. So I don't know what your guys' week is like after Labor Day, but
I'll be on a NARUC.
You're going to that one?
Wyoming.
How many days is that, Brian?
Since the only thing more challenging than flying out of the Bismarck Airport is flying from Bismarck to a place like
Cheyenne.
So I'm driving.
Yeah.
Because it's not that long of a drive. I would spend more time in an airport than I would.
So would the 6th or 7th work?
No, I'm the 5th, 6th, and 7th, just because of the travel time. I'll leave after the commission meeting.
What about the 4th then? Could we do something on the 4th?
Yeah. Yep, 4th would be. It would have to be morning for me, though.
Okay.
Because I have to be in Fargo that evening.
I can do it.
Okay. You want to pick a time, Brian? Since you're leaving that day? 9?
9's fine. Yep, sounds good. I picked a time, kind of.
September 4th at 9.
See how smoothly I handled that?
Mm hmm. And then the only other thing I had was quite a while ago, I had met with a company that has this product that you throw the wood chips out on the. It's Thermogel is their main product, and it's the Simmons. I still can't remember his first name, but Simmons. Do you remember Daryl Simmons?
Is this the oil cleanup material?
Yeah, it's the pellet wood chips. You throw it out, and they. I promised to. John Simmons, yes. I promised to have them out to demo that, and or else to us to go over there. It's just over on Interstate Avenue to look at it, just because I think it's a good one for us to be aware of and to be able to mention, not that we're advocating for this company, but that it's a product. Maybe there's others like it out there that should be part of the whole mix on staging for oil spills, etc. So do you guys want to do that, and should I maybe invite them, see if they could come in at one of our commission meetings for like an informal in the afternoon just to demo what they've got? It might take 45 minutes, half hour.
No, I think it'd be fantastic.
Randy, you up for that?
I am. I don't know how many of our informal, you know, routinely scheduled informals have informals already planned for them. Are staff aware of any? Like today, we don't have one.
September 5th.
I think September 5th we have. There was DNG. I don't know if it's been on the calendar. Put on the calendar yet?
It's not on the calendar.
No, you were going to make sure it was okay with the company.
Right.
Have you found out yet?
No. I did follow up the company.
Well, what about the 26th? Of September. There doesn't look like there's anything scheduled yet for that informal. Could we do this on that afternoon?
Let's not. I forgot to follow up on this. I potentially have a big conflict on that date, and be needing to try and change that meeting to maybe Thursday. So let me just ask now. What
Thursday we have
Thursday we're going to
formal hearing.
Yeah, the gas.
On that toilet.
Okay, yeah.
So maybe you're thinking Tuesday?
No, that's part of the same problem. Could, and this doesn't solve the problem with the thermal thing. But could we move our meeting to 2 o'clock or something like that? Or
I'm fine with that.
On
the 26th.
In lieu of the because we don't have the informal.
Let's say 3 if you guys are okay with it.
Okay. 3 o'clock on the 26th.
Yeah, I'm going to be back on the 26th anyway.
All right. So we're changing the commission meeting on the 26th to 3 o'clock. So there won't be an informal then. All right. Then the next meeting is the 10th of October. I'd like to get a date that I can just throw out to them to make sure that it works for them. So does anything jump out at you guys on the 10th? It doesn't look like there's an informal scheduled or something scheduled for that spot.
That's a bad one, too.
Jeez, Randy. Commission meetings are on Wednesdays. Are we going to move that one?
Well, not today.
Well, I have a lot of stuff going on in October, so if we're going to move commission meetings, the sooner the better for me to know. So even if you have to go around and...
Oh, I'll get to work on that.
You can always do them by phone if you have to. It's not that.
What's our next one after that? Is it the 19th or the 20th? It must be the 26th.
24th.
Yeah, 24th. I'm okay that one.
Yeah, that one, it looks like I'll be leaving in the afternoon for.
Jeez, Julie.
So. Okay, well, we'll bring this up the next time once we have more clarity. We'll just hold that scheduling over. Okay. Thank you.
We can work on scheduling too outside of this, and maybe there's some dates that aren't on our meeting.
Sure, I can look at some of those and see days that we're here with other stuff.
Okay.
Okay. I'll propose some.
So that's it for scheduling then?
That's it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, if we could just talk briefly. Well, this would be on discussion, but we need to talk about the staff picnic and coordinate our duties. The three of us. So that's probably should be done in public. Okay. I'm sure the public is very interested what the meal is going to be.
Well, I think the brats were a big hit last year, so.
Okay.
I would be on brat detail one more time.
Does that include the buns or just the brats?
Yeah, I think I did buns, brats, and. Okay.
I think I brought all the mustard and ketchup and all that jazz, and the did salads you? And the chips.
Well, because I wound up with a lot of extra relish, which is an issue of public interest, clearly.
Well, bring it out again this year. Relish lasts forever, doesn't it?
I'm not even going to get into my take on expiration dates. Wow.
Burgers and buns?
I got the burgers.
All right, so I'll bring the salads, the chips, and the toppings. For burgers and brats. And then, do we get a sense for how many people, Daryl? Have people signed up?
I have not sent out a sign-up sheet yet, but I'll do that today. But I don't have a sense. It
seems like we kind of had some idea last year.
Yeah, I can do that.
That would be helpful.
I'll do that.
With kids and everything, to get a count would be a general count.
Yeah.
Not that if you decide this, I want it to be clear to staff. If you say you're not coming or don't sign up, and then it turns out you can, please come anyway. So there's always tons of food.
I better bring hot dogs as well.
Hot dogs is good for kids.
Yeah, I'll bring the dilly bars again. So,
dilly bars, excellent. What did we do for drinks? Did I bring the drinks?
The pop?
Yeah. Okay.
I think so, because I remember my shopping cart. Because last time I brought ketchup and mustard.
Oh, you did? So. Well, why don't you guys do that and I'll do the drinks?
Okay. Do what?
The toppings for your burgers and brats. Then you get what you want. I'll bring the salads and the drinks and the plates.
I'm on it.
Because I can remember going to the store because I don't do that often. That's why I remember.
Randy, every time you say things like that, it makes me want to strangle you.
I thought you were going to yesterday, actually. I thought of it as I was ironing shirts last night.
That and how you don't turn on the dishwasher.
Do you know what an iron is, Randy?
All right. So that important business is taken care of.
Do we have a shelter?
Yes.
Yes, we have a shelter, and we also have a beverage in case somebody wants.
At Sertoma again.
And there will be games of some nature.
Okay.
Maybe not as many.
I have an idea, but we'll hold on that.
Okay.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Let's see. I got to write down what I've got to do here.